All right. We just heard Bill Baird, a long set of music consisting of A Perfect Light Awaits Me, Lunar Eyes, The World Is Awaiting, When Perfect Flames Expire, Graveyard Dog, cover of Rivers of Babylon, Gold Dissolves to Gray, and Easy Machines ending things up.
I thought it was really strange how you know, someone has a copyright on the Rivers of Babylon song, but it's literally just Bible verses, you know.
Right, it's from one of the Psalms, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and one of the next ones is about how they're going to bash in the brains of the Egyptian children, you know.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
Well, yeah, you can always write a song about that if you're inclined.
You know, if I'm feeling a slightly darker mood, I'll just move to the next psalm.
Yeah, there's plenty of darkness in the Bible, especially the Old Testament. Not so much the Psalms, but there's plenty of darkness elsewhere. But so you're actually heading off on a mission of light, shall we say? You're going to record some musicians / holy men in India, and you're leaving tomorrow.
I think, in a way, in the back of my head, I imagine that I'm gonna construct something like a small time capsule for this child, this thing that I just created.
A worthy enterprise, to be sure.
Perhaps, yeah. Hopefully, she won't just think Dad's a real weirdo.
Well, I'm sure all of us who are parents or not wonder about what legacy we're going to leave to the next generation, whether they're our immediate kin or the world at large. So that's a question that I guess that all of us have.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go bury it somewhere, you know, leave her a map.
Yeah, just, right. I was just about to say that a map is all someone requires to dig it up. So you told me earlier that you have a studio of your own in Austin, and are you working on any material, or are you going to wait until you get back, or do you have another album's worth of stuff that we can look for in the near future?
Yeah. I have an album.
So Silence was the last one? Was that the most recent Silence, or have I missed something? Or is there the covers record that you did?
So many. It's strange. Other musician friends tell me all the time, they say, you know, you should just put out one every 4 years and just pick the best songs. But I know this sounds absurd, but I think of albums the way some people might think about songs. You know, I like thinking of albums as grouped together into some other larger entity, perhaps that's there isn't really a word for it. But the albums come together into some kind of
philosophical grouping rather than a musical grouping or something.
Yeah. You know, it could be just a life phase, or I don't know.
Well, I'm sure music critics and musicians and listeners each have our own category, how we categorize music, where it fits.
Are notoriously bad at categorizing their music and themselves.
I'm sure.
I'm offender number one.
Well,
it's not that I don't want to. It's just hard because I only think of music in terms of good, or is it good or is it bad?
Yeah.
The other distinctions are harder.
Well, I think that's the Louis Armstrong. If I'm remembering that correctly, there's just good music or bad music, or maybe that was Duke Ellington. But so you're in good company there. I think that probably is the dividing line, and that's the line that any of us who listens to music, you know, let alone makes it, just tries to be on the one side rather than the other. And then
I don't know, there's plenty of people out there who are ready to classify everything, to figure it all out, to place it inside its proper boundaries, to nail it down.
Undoubtedly.
Behind glass. I don't think that's my job.
No, that isn't.
That's what I'm here to do.
In a way, I think the artist is often not the best judge of their work, or not the, because their job is just to put it out, and the world will make of it what it will. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. You know, I don't know too much about the subconscious mind or these kind of things, but You know, it's when you put things out, when you create things unconsciously, it's like you're sending these messages to yourself, and it's not until you put it out that you're like, you realize that you're trying to, what you're trying to say and what you actually said are two different things, usually.
Yes.
If you're trying to say anything at all, you know. if you can step back, it's weird. It's a really weird thing when that happens.
Well, yeah, it's not always easy. And again, it may be impossible for you since you're the creator of the music. And
yeah,
and
that's not my job. That's just a massive distraction for sure.
Yeah. So that's what we do. And certainly down here at WFMU, we filter stuff, we sort stuff, and it gets put together in every possible way. So that's what we love to do, and that's kind of our job, just to represent it to the world in whatever fashion the particular DJ deems appropriate.
Yeah.
So that's the craziness down here. Hopefully, mirrors some of the creative energy that went into making the music.
Yeah, I mean, like, I just, you know, I like to. I want the music to operate like using dream logic or being like imaginary worlds, you know. It has its own particular logic. Everything might be hazy and strange, but it obeys its own rules in a way. It's each song or thing is its own little self-contained universe.
Yeah, you were talking earlier to me before we got in the studio about a piece of music that was both sort of relaxing and sort of not irritating. I don't know what was the word you used, but so you have, you're not hearing this?
Yeah, it's cutting out. It's been cutting out.
It's been cutting out. So, okay, I guess we're having a little bit of technical. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, so I'm listening to songs here in little Studio B here, and at the same time, there's a sort of a meditative undercurrent.
Yeah.
That you're creating. So I'm trying to follow the words, and yet the guitar playing is sort of having a completely separate effect, and maybe that's why you're. The thought struck me while I was sitting here that maybe that's why you're drawn to Indian music, is it that the undercurrent, the thing that's going on, and then they're improvising above it.
Exactly. I can't articulate it necessarily well. I think I could write it down, but you know, I don't want to seem like some cultural misappropriator or something. I just have a genuine admiration for it, but
right, and yeah, and I'm certainly no expert, and just you know, we live in a world of where things are appropriated,
yeah,
so at a lightning speed. So I'm not really sure, even if misappropriation, I suppose there is still a category of that.
People to know that I don't claim to know what I'm talking about. I just want to learn.
Right.
But
right. That's
I guess in a sense it. All this, you know, with the dreaminess, but the words as well. It's just folk music, really. I think of it as folk music, but just using the technology that's available to you, speaking in the language of the times, you know.
Yeah.
Using electronics or whatever.
Right, we have different tools than the people who were recording in the 1920s do. So we choose to use the tools, and so it doesn't.
They're all just tools.
They're just tools, and it doesn't seem, it shouldn't seem any stranger to someone who's making, or who wants to make quote unquote folk music. This is just what's available, and as you said, it's different from classical music. It's different from originally codified music that was made hundreds, or in the case of Indian classical music, even thousands of years ago. It's nowadays, certainly the floodgates are open. We can make any music we want to.
Yeah, I am. A lot of it is just all about being in service to the muse.
I hear that.
The gift of music.
Yeah,
and when I start pinning things down too much, classifying things too much,
Yeah, we sort of
when I start paying attention to my other people, when I get possessed by envy or these kind of things, it stops.
It stops. It goes away. Yeah.
Stops.
The muse is a fickle goddess.
Yeah. So
the muse is.
It's weird. It can be just counterproductive and even destructive. You want to keep yourself constantly confused, not really knowing what you're doing, because then you're having to dig your way out.
Right, a divine struggle to find a piece of music yourself and meaning in the larger sense.
Yeah.
Well, I think you did. I think you did that quite admirably today, and I want to thank you so much for coming down and playing music for us. And again, your website is billbillbillbillbill.com.
Yeah.
And so you can check Mr. Baird's music out there. We've been spending the last hour with Bill Baird, and let me say that you're tuned to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and WFMU.org. Thanks so much, Bill, for coming down.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming and pick me up.
All right. Good luck in India.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to need it.
All right. Thanks again.